Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now it's goodbye to the 140, the 83 and many others, and hello to Phase 7 of Bus Connects, which includes the new 24-hour F bus. But how is it going to help you getting from A to B around the capital? For more on this, we're joined by Blake Boland, a spokesperson for Double Bus. Blake, thanks indeed for coming into us. Phase 7 of Bus Connects, explain to us what that entails.
This is a massive revamp of the system, but it's part of a wider picture as well. We've all heard of Bus Connects. It's been rolled out in phases. This is 7 and we've a few more to go as well. So this is really about connecting more people to more places, and there'll be greater coverage off the back of this as well. So there's going to be some adjustments to routes, and I think it could be a good opportunity to correct a misconception that this is simply putting a few new stickers on bus stops. You know, this is part of a much wider scheme of connecting more people. And we're going to look at really, it's about a 14% increase in the kilometres covered as we look at these swap outs and routes. So there's going to be the effect on each person living along these routes will be different, but overall it's going to be an enhanced scheme connecting more people to more places.
24-hour services as well, more of them. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is really good news. I mean, Dublin, we're striving to move on as a modern European capital city, and having that nighttime economy being supported by public transport is really important. But it's beyond entertainment as well. Of course, it's people who are working shift work, working late into the night, early, and that's going to help them a lot as well. So there's three 24-hour routes in there, the F1, F2 and the 80. And also the 24 is... It's not a 24-hour route, but it's a 20-hour route. So there's about a 3-hour break up until it starts again at 4:30 in the morning.
Tell us where those three 24-hour routes are, roughly where they'll service. Yeah.
So the F1 and the F2 are part of that F spine. So they'll be running down central. And you're looking as you move out towards Charlestown where they'll start, and they'll head down south side as well. And that's the idea of an F spine. So the F1, F2, F3, they combine at a certain part on the north side of the city. And those three buses then run along that same route for the vast majority of it until they then separate. And we're seeing that now. That's more established with the recent e-spine that came in, and that massively increases the frequency of those buses for people.
Is it fair to sum up Bus Connects as a more integrated plan, whereas maybe previously there was a whole collection of different bus routes that maybe didn't work that well together? Is this a more integrated approach? Is that a fair description
You've
of it?
Perhaps hit the nail on the head there. What we talk about is connecting more people to more places, and that's what this is doing, and it's that interchangeability. So we're seeing the likes of one of the routes that's coming in, the local route is going from, you know, just at the towards the back of the airport. It's connecting with Broome Bridge there, so now you're moving onto the Lewis, you're also crossing the F spine, and now you're starting to integrate, as you say, a lot better with train, with rail. And I'm standing here as a spokesperson for a bus company, but what we're all trying to do is support public transport. Mm. And it's much more effective at doing that.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Gambler.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Okay, by the way, if you have any questions for Blake about how this is going to affect it, get them into us, 087-1400-106. Here's a listener saying, if you're from Finglas, Glasnevin and Phibsborough, we went from having three buses, the 83, the 140, the 9, which would get you to parts of the south side like Rathmines Road, Camden Street. And you can now, and it's quite a complex exit goes into, you can get the 23 or the 24 down to Church Street, you link with the 80 bus and various different links. But I think the question they're asking is, will you have to wait 10 or 15 minutes to link up to the next bus to get you to the south side? There's this concern about that, because that direct 83, 149 bus route has gone.
Yeah, and look, I don't know the exact location of where that person lives, and the 23, 24 is there, but not too far from that is the actual F spine as well. So one of the good things about this is that I suppose it comes back to the point that when we're designing this system, when this system has been designed, you're looking at a citywide. And are there going to be some people that will have a slightly longer walk, a handful of people? Perhaps there will, but the overall connectivity here will be much more enhanced.
Some people saying the 122 and the 16 that go from O'Connell Street to George Street, Camden, they only run 15 to 20 minutes during the week and even less frequently at the weekend. I feel like that's a pretty common route. Any questions? They do acknowledge you can get the Lewis, it's not too far and so on. That's the idea now. You have to be a little bit more, you're going to use the app and find maybe different ways of getting to places.
Yes, yeah, and it's going to take some people a little bit of time to get used to, but that connectivity is there. So, you know, if we're talking about O'Connell Street, if the F spine is there and the frequency on that, as long as, you know, as well as the E1 that touches off that area, and you're getting a lot more options now and being able to link as well. So as you're moving between different parts of the city, you can do that a lot more effectively as opposed to previous bus routes maybe that cross the city. And also, we're facing massive issues with congestion, and if we can have these more higher frequency routes with better bus corridors, then you're connecting people faster to these different modes of transport.
Because we do get a lot of texts in about ghost buses and buses turning up and not turning up and so on.
We're happy to face that one head on, and look, we are not pure, perfect and complete, and I'm not going to stand here and say that to you, but if we spoke about this a couple of years ago, perhaps there would have been a bigger issue. We've made massive improvements on that. They are way down. We really have kind of changed things around now, and it's going to be very difficult to completely wipe them out. And one of those issues that we're facing that causes this a lot of the time is that congestion, and that's why we need these bus corridors to come through as part of the overall bus connects.
Okay, lots of texts coming in, generally positive, saying complimenting the bus fare being much more affordable compared to the crazy price of a taxi. I feel safer, I like the night buses. Talking about antisocial behaviour, is that a big issue? And overcrowding is another issue that's coming in on our text line.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought up the antisocial behaviour, and it has been an issue, and I've been in this studio before talking about it. So if you go back a few years' time, we were looking at reported incidents of antisocial behaviour being just under 500. They more than doubled to about 2 years ago. Now, they've stabilised, and that's because of, we believe, some of the measures that we've taken. And we've been very vocal on this, that we are seeking a public transport police, and we want an input into that. But in addition to that, we weren't also waiting for that. So we're actually just coming up on the 1 year anniversary of our Safer Journeys team, where we've now got three teams of trained security professionals that board buses around the city in a kind of data-driven approach to where we think those issues are.
Okay. All right. Look, it's a good news story. As you say, 14% extra in kilometres covered with this new Bus Connects Phase 7. Blake Boland, spokesperson for Dublin Bus, thank you indeed for coming into News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints.tc.